you check all the lists, and Michael Beal and I did this. We went through the notes regarding the tapes being transferred onto discs and so on. Mm-hmm. Well, at first when they sent the discs to Michael, there were three of them that couldn't be opened, so we had no idea if it was on there. It took months and months. Finally, spring of last year, they say, here, everything you couldn't open and so forth, here they are. I went through every single recording on every disc. I didn't listen to every word, I didn't need to. If I went to a conversation that I knew was 15 minutes long about something, I could kind of fast forward a little bit and but make sure that I certainly heard every single thing on every single disc. And before Michael wanted to go, and I don't blame him a bit, before he wanted to go to Mr. Giacomo and say, look, there's one you still haven't given us. He wanted to make sure I didn't make a mistake. And we sat down with the list of every tape versus every disc, and exactly one tape had not been transferred over. And the only one that could be accounted for where the material wasn't already known, that, like, oh yeah, number three, we have that one, and so forth, is that one. And that, and when Michael went there in the spring of last year, summer of last year, Mr. Giacomo, I had this from Michael, obviously, is saying that, we'll have to check through and make sure we get that to you and so forth. And so last summer and last autumn, that's what was, you know, they have to go through it and see which one they didn't turn over to us and so forth. But the initials, the fact that it's Kate on one side and another one on the other side, the fact that every single thing that is here goes directly to something that's on a disc, and the only complete cassette that's fully missing is that one. Now, since you saw them in June, has there been anything back and forth between you and them?
No, I went over there. He said, I will show you everything we have. So I went there, they had them all. I listened to some bits and pieces.
Yeah.
I've listened to some of those. And I don't understand what more to do in that regard. I mean, he's telling me, look at this, is it. There isn't anything.
Well, I certainly understand that you need to satisfy yourself about something and to make sure I don't have something wrong. I am willing, if you want me to, it's the exact same thing I did with Michael. I went through everything that was on the list of the, here's everything that is on a tape, here's everything transferred to a disc, here's the number that matches to it, and go through every last single thing and show you this is the one full cassette that is completely missing, and it's the one that cannot be mistaken from any other one. It's the only one that's Kate on one side and Cynthia on the other. Which I told them the existence of months before they ever went there. So it wasn't, as I said, it wasn't as though Marianne could have put a suggestion in my head or something. I told them in one of our first or second meeting, I said, by the way, I had no idea how any of this worked, of course. So back in June or July of 13, I said, I'm going to be going to look at evidence. And she said, well, I'm not sure of what when yet, but at some point in time, I said, well, look, just in case you go and I don't see you immediately before you do that, you need to know that there is at least one tape that is incredibly important. It's Cynthia on one side, Kate on the other. And so you know that one is positively there because I know where they took it from. I had a few that I had in a particular place, and they took that handful, all of them, and that one, Kate and Cynthia, was there. Aside from that, but that it's a complete tape, the whole thing missing. In addition to that, I can certainly show that there are pieces of other ones.
Yeah, I've listened to some of it where there are blanks or there's spots where you can't hear anything, but I mean...
Well, it's not, for instance, I would never record a phone message I was leaving or something I was doing, and I'd do it starting it in the middle. I mean, the whole point of it is that you have it. And there are places, at least on the discs that I listen to, sir, when I'm on the computer, that I started them from the beginning, and it's in the middle of a sentence, and it's clearly not from the beginning of a conversation or a message or whatever. And also, because I have not had the resources to just say, oh, I know, I'll go out and buy 100 tapes, I would never have, unless it was a tape I was actually using at that exact moment, I'd never have a 60-minute tape with only 9 minutes or 14 minutes and the rest of it just left unused for 6 months. It would never happen. But ones where clearly something is starting and it's in the middle of a conversation or in the middle of a phone message, it can't be. And what is on the tape versus what's transferred onto the disc would have to be dramatically different. There's no way there's a 60 or 90 minute cassette and there's only 8 or 12 hours.
But that's a topic. I went over looking for this cassette that you described. He told me they didn't have it. But beyond that, I went and actually looked at what they do have.
Right.
What, he doesn't have it. I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, I mean,
regardless of what it has on it, if we can't locate it, I mean, he's saying that this is everything we have. I
right.
said that my client told me, and I explained it to him, because, you know, I cannot, somebody's going to lose their career over hiding a cassette. This is what we got.
Okay.
I'm showing it.
Well, I can only tell you that when Michael was my attorney, mm-hmm. and this was talked about on and off, he clearly told me, and I only have what he told me, so I'm not knowing what Mr. Giacomo. And he's told me on a couple of occasions that when this whole business with the tree that couldn't be opened and all of that was going on, that they acknowledged that, and we'll get it to you, kind of thing. Okay? And this is after we got the replacement ones for the ones that couldn't be opened. And there still isn't, yeah, there's still more we have to get to. Now, from that moment to this, as far as I'm aware, nothing else went to him, and nothing, of course, is going to
right,
you.
But I mean, to say that we'll get it to, I mean, that isn't necessarily the particular one that you're referring to, right? I mean, typically what will happen is they'll send stuff, and if there's more coming, or we've got more, we'll send it, and okay, I'll send it to you.
Well, he had already gone to them and said, look, we couldn't do this before we got the tree. We couldn't open because we had no way of knowing what's on them. But now that we have, and I even sat down with my client, and I know that he is factually accurate, he didn't make a mistake, there is still this one missing. And in fact, on one occasion, he was just by chance, Giacomo called him on the phone about something else, and I was sitting there at Lipset. So he's asking about that, on the phone anyway. And he is telling Michael, and he's relaying to me, and I'm sitting across from him, that, you know, there's still this one that is still missing, and so on and so forth, and he checked and stuff. And this went on back and forth. They, at no time in all of that, over 6 months, 9 months, I'd have to count it up and check my own notes, is to drop him at any point over all of those conversations and emails, is he saying, well, now we checked and now we know. It's not. It's still in play. We still haven't gotten it. And of course, it's the one. It is a one, which is the only one that is extremely exculpatory.
Well, I mean, I wasn't part of any of that, so I have no comment on it. Other than to tell you, I did what I could to find out if there was something else there.
Oh, no, and I believe you. I believe
you. Went over and set it down and looked at it, and they took me into the room with the woman that makes copies, and then talked to her, and I
don't have to tell you. No, no, and I believe exactly what you're saying to me, and I understand that you weren't in the room with Michael and whatever, I understand that. But I'm just letting you know that over a period of, I'd have to check, but somewhere between more than 6 months and less than a year, between the time that they said, here are the last three you couldn't open, you absolutely have everything, then we checked carefully back and forth, and he had emails and conversations, and through all of that, this Giacomo didn't want to say, well, no, actually, now we checked and you've got everything, or whatever, and that, you know. Well, that's their mistake. Okay.
I mean, you can't, if it's, I don't know how to require them to produce something that they're telling me they don't have.